Well, last month, Seattle voters approved a new charter amendment to elect city council members by neighborhood districts. That did not require a recount. It was a pretty decisive victory. So this means in a couple of years, city council members will no longer be elected at large.
Starting in 2015, every neighborhood will have its own city council member. And that has sparked many neighborhood conversations about what they actually want from City Hall.
The thanks or the blame, if you don't like the idea, should largely go to Faye Garneau. Faye is a 79-year-old North Seattle businesswoman.
She actually co-chaired a failed attempt to get city council elections by district back in 1995. This year, Ross, she got her wish.
It was not cheap. Faye contributed nearly $250,000 to the charter amendment campaign, almost the entire budget. So I wanted to find out why. Producer Hannah Byrne and I went to visit her in her offices on Aurora Avenue. Faye told me she's no different than other Seattleites.
I was born in South Lake Union, and I went to Lowell Grade School, Edmund Meaney Junior High, and I graduated from Garfield High School, so it's my city. I fell in love with a North End boy, and that's when we moved to the North. I moved to the North End. We were very fortunate in that the Lord gave us enough brain power that we could accumulate funds, and we invested it in commercial real estate.
How did the businesses start?
Ed was a very brilliant man, mechanically wise as well as body-wise, you know, body repairs. Now, we specialized in heavily damaged automobiles, and he was known throughout the country as well as around the world as being an expert. Repairing someone's automobile in many cases is more important than their wives sometimes, you know. men like cars.
Yes, we do. Did you and your husband have a family?
No, we were never blessed with children, and so we do have 14 nieces and nephews. And that's one reason why when he was diagnosed with lung cancer, why we sat down and did the things that we had talked about doing all those years. But you never do that, you know, until you're in a crisis or sometimes it's too late. So we formed a foundation called the Garneau Nikon Foundation after he died. And he had a cute little way of saying, honey, you take care of it after I'm gone. So I did. And we issue foundation grants twice a year, my birthday and his birthday.
When did you lose Ed?
I lost Ed. I really didn't ever lose him. Ed passed away August 16th in 2010. Yeah.
You talked about those things when he was diagnosed that you wanted to do. Did you do some of those
things? We talked about
them
in the early hours of the morning. Ed suffered a great deal of pain, and so he had a free period from 2 to 6 every day. In the morning that he didn't have much pain, so we'd sit around and talk about, he couldn't sleep either, so we'd just talk about what he wanted done or things that we should do or, you know, how he was sorry he was leaving me with all this responsibility that I have and you know, things like that. You always talk, husband and wife talks always about if you have any, are blessed with any wealth. You talk about a foundation. Everybody talks about a foundation. But nobody ever does it because you never think you're going to die. And so when you're faced with it, then you make that decision. It has to be. You know?
That's when you set up the foundation.
That's when
we
set
was
up,
dying.
Well, when he, just shortly after he died, yeah. He set up a foundation because mm-hmm. he kept saying, you know, honey, take care of that after I'm gone,
yeah.
You know.
When and how did you kind of become politically engaged, kind of wanting to engage with City Hall on what their policies?
I don't know that I'm politically engaged. I consider myself a neighborhood activist, so to speak.
Sure.
I was on the original Seattle City Neighborhood Council when it first was formed, when Jim Street was running the show there.
Oh, yeah.
On that. And I am executive director of the Aurora Merchants Association. And that's 500 businesses with over 5,000 employees from Green Lake to 145th. So, I mean, I don't know that I'm not a political activist, but I'm a neighborhood activist that wants to know what's going on in the neighborhood and to partake of it, you know.
There have been a lot of different people at City Hall over the years. You've dealt with City Hall and different people in the neighborhood associations. How have you seen it kind of change when it comes to the issues that are important to you?
Well, I don't really deal with City Hall that much.
Okay.
I mean, if you're talking about council members,
right.
I don't deal with those people that much.
You deal with
I deal with the people that actually are in charge of getting the work done.
Right.
You know. The council would make a law or something, and it's up to the people that work for the city to see that it's enforced or see that it's, you know, reported or whatever they decide how to handle it. I do know council members. I have gone down and talked in front of them at times, my 1 minute that I get to tell them my problem, you know.
Have they been responsive?
Sometimes they can, and sometimes they aren't. It's not quite as easy a job as you all think it is to be a city council member.
Oh, I don't think it's easy at all.
It's pretty near impossible for a city council member to know the problems of every neighborhood in this city. And that was one reason why districts appealed to me in the very beginning when we did it in 95 or so, is because most of the large cities our size already do that. We just felt that it was a way that they would be helped, not hindered, helped.
How'd you feel on election night?
Very happy and very satisfied. Surprised.
Surprised?
Well, we went on the assumption that if we got 50 plus one, you know, we would win. And when the first reports came out, it was at 62%. And then the second reports came out around 65, 66. And I mean, you know, we were very surprised. The people were ready for change. You know, it's not an easy thing to put a charter amendment on the ballot. And then we found out that signature gathering is art just like anything else. And so it's supply and demand. If you start in the beginning, the price of a signature is one price. But if it gets close to the end and you're in trouble, that price may go up. So it's business, just
so,
like everything else. So it's, I mean, everything is a business. You know, whether you want to admit it or not, everything in the world is a business.
I've read that there was $260,000 roughly spent on this district effort, and $230,000 came from you. Is that accurate?
It could be very accurate. I've never really added it up, to tell you the truth.
I also read a
quote
from you.
I will by the time it's tax time, because I'll have to be sure to show it not as any expenditures, you know what I mean?
Well, I read this quote from you where you said you were not really clear that you had spent so much on it. Is that true?
Well, we had hoped for some large donations to come in. We felt that was a wonderful thing. We had a great committee, and we still have a great committee. And so we figured, oh, well, once we got the signatures, there'd be some people to start giving us money. But that just never seemed to happen.
Well, this is quite an accomplishment to change the way that the city council is elected. It's like a major change.
That's exactly what we tried to do.
In our city.
I mean, we did win.
So I wonder, and you did it. I mean, uh-huh. So what's on your bucket list now? What do you want to?
Oh, not really anything, actually.
Nothing?
I have like to do some more traveling, but it's not something you can just throw up your hands and go do it.
How about when it comes to neighborhood affairs? Are there other things you'd like to do on behalf of this neighborhood and neighborhoods in the city?
Actually, not really. I mean, actually, I'm at the point where I think it's time for someone else to take over the neighborhood atmosphere. I mean, I want to be able to go.
Faye Garneau, the 79-year-old woman behind the city council by a district election campaign that succeeded. We're going to see that 2 years from now. You're listening to The Record.